why there is a need for a government which will be established by the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In one of the letters that he writes to Sheikh Mufid, he tells us one of the ways that we can end the ghibah.
Let us see how one can prepare for the advent of the zuhur of Imam Mahdi, Sahib al-Zaman.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers and we raise our hands in supplications so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. So as we speak about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, of course, you know, there are conversations that are related from His Eminence. There are letters that are attributed to His Eminence. And of course, there's these question and answer aspects of His Eminence's conversations with His companions and His followers. So we have a certain set of questions that Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Ja'far, one of the followers and believers in Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, he asked His Eminence, the 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him. So they're kind of interesting things. We're kind of going through these and picking the very interesting ones to kind of speak about. There's this one question that the individual asks, and he says, is it allowed for a woman whose husband has died to accompany the funeral procession of her husband? And Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance and protect him, he replies and says, it is allowed for a woman to leave the house to accompany the funeral procession of her late husband. Now, this is really interesting because if some of you have done some research into the other schools of thought within the Muslims, and perhaps more so within the, you know, Salafi, Wahhabi mindset of the present day. Of course, if many of you know about that as well, but the Salafi Wahhabi ideology or sect, if you will, has come very recently in the history of the Muslims. You have four main Sunni schools of thought. They have been around for, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of years, at least 1,000 years or so. The Hanafis, the Shafi'is, the Malikis, and the Hanbalis. The Hanbalis being the most recent, and the Salafi Wahhabis come from the Hanbalis in one way or the other. They're not really pure Hanbalis either. But in their, they're not even a school of thought really, but in their, I guess, thinking or ideology, in their concept, women are not allowed to go to graveyards. They're not allowed to, you know, go to graveyards. And here we find that Imam al-Mahdi is actually saying that as far as the funeral procession goes, that a woman is a woman who was married and her husband has died. She is allowed to attend the funeral procession of her husband, and she can leave the house because, of course, she's in this period of idda that she has to, you know, keep an eye out for. And so here it's interesting that she is allowed, though, to go to the funeral procession of her husband. And again, it shows, you know, the purity of the school of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, the clarity of the school of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and of course the very direct involvement of the Imams alayhim as-salam in the Shia school of thought. This is Dialogue. Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Ja'far.
In Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 153, Allah says, "The people of the book, the Ahlul Kitab, they say to you that if you are true in your claim, cause a book to descend from the heavens. O Muhammad, if you are true, make a book come down from the heavens." And then Allah says to the Prophet, He says, "And yet they asked Musa for even greater than this. They said to Musa, 'Show us Allah so that we may see Him with our naked eyes.'" أَرِنَ اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً ثُمَّ اتَّخَذُوا الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةُ. And then they took to worshipping a calf after they had seen clear signs. So despite all that signs, He took them up the mountain. They said, "We want to see Allah." They were told, "Look at this mountain. If it stands in its place, you will see me." The mountain shatters, they faint, they die, they brought back to life. They still go and worship a calf. So you're talking of physical signs and miracles. Then Musa alayhi salam brings them to the promised land before they wander the desert for 40 years. He tells them, "In this land they are an oppressive people that you must go and fight." They look inside, they see that these people are very big. Inna fiha qawman jabbarin. So they say to Musa, "We are not going to fight." Now they say to him, "O Musa, go you and your Lord and fight them. We are sitting here. Come when you are done, we will go." The Quran, Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 24. فَذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَ إِنَّهَا هُنَا قَائِدُونَ. Go you and your Lord fight. We are sitting here. And you can relate to that, that it is easy for everyone to say, "Oh Allah, send us the Mahdi, oh Allah, send us the Mahdi." But when He comes, there will be people who will say, "Let's walk slowly behind. There are all these strong young men who can fight. Let them do the work and then we'll catch up." This was the idea. And because of that, they were punished. They wandered the desert for 40 years. They were not allowed to go into that promised land.
For listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.